to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations bring you Chapter 11 of The Eternal Light. This public service program is prepared under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's story, written by Morton Wishengrad, features Sidney Sloan as Ezra, priest and scribe of Israel. Following the dramatic portion of the program, you will hear a talk by Rabbi Ralph Simon.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth.
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion.
We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof, and they that carried us away captive required of us a song.
For there they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion.
But how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
I was a priest of Israel and a scribe of the law. Men called my name Ezra. I shall tell you a story of myself that you will not find written down. And yet it is a story that is not false. Only one thing must you know. In the court of the kings of Babylonia, under whose dominion the second Isaiah spoke and the psalmist sang, and the book of Job was put on parchment, the tribes of Judah were captive and mourned for the glories of Jerusalem. I, Ezra, mourned also. Yet I found favor in the eyes of King Artaxerxes.
My nobles! Behold, my nobles, behold this man, Ezra. He stands at my right hand.
But for measures...
Does someone question the king of Persia? Ezra stands by my side. Let there be no misunderstanding in this. On his finger I have put my signet ring. I myself give him this cake of sesame and honey.
It is unseemly, your majesty.
Be careful, my lord. You trespass on my good humor.
Then forgive me, sire, but I cannot be still. This man is the enemy of Persia. He is an alien. He is an intruder. He laughs at the gods we worship. He laughs at us. He laughs at you, your majesty.
Yes, your majesty. He laughs at you, sire.
Is this true, Ezra?
I have never laughed at your majesty.
He lies. He is an intruder. He mocks us.
May I answer him, sire?
Be sure you answer him well.
Thank you. I will. Why do you object to me, sir?
You are a Jew.
Does that offend you?
It does.
How so? What cause have I given you?
You do not belong here. You are an alien in Persia.
I do not deny that. But is that a crime?
I would make it a crime.
Israel did not ask to be brought here. We lived in peace. We did not molest you. It was Nebuchadnezzar, the king, who killed the high priest Sariah, my father's grandfather. Killed him in the temple of Jerusalem. Killed him and destroyed the temple.
You see, your majesty, he has anger in his heart.
What should I have? Your majesty, is there greater cruelty than this? To hurt me, yet forbid me to cry out.
Go on, Ezra.
Once we were 4 million.
Shall we thank you that the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar put 3 million to the sword? Shall we?
Or you still plot vengeance?
No, you are wrong. That was Nebuchadnezzar's crime. I do not put it upon your head. But if Israel is a remnant, if the seed of Abraham is scattered and fugitive, do not ask me to thank you for it. Do not ask me to smile, to laugh, to sing a hymn of praise. I am a priest of Israel, but I am also a man.
He does not answer me, Your Majesty. I charge him with being an intruder.
I appeal to your sense of justice, sir. Babylon murders my ancestors. Babylon destroys my temple. Babylon carries me off in chains and compels me to live a captive. And now I am denounced as an intruder. Was there ever a more monstrous accusation?
Do not be overwrought, Ezra. I do not believe him. You think I have so little faith in your goodness, such small confidence in your loyalty?
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Hear me, all of you. If I have raised this man up above you, it is only fitting. Who among you has served us with greater wisdom? Who better than Israel deserves our love?
Your own people, Your Majesty.
I expect nothing less from my own people. But here is a people I have oppressed. Here is a man who has true cause for injury. And how does he serve me? He teaches me mercy, kindness, moderation. I was born a king. He reminds me that I am a man. And that even a king is answerable to a higher judgment. Let there be an end to slander and malice. Be gone, all of you. Not you, Ezra, stay. I would speak with you.
I am grateful, Your Majesty.
I am grateful to you, Ezra. We are better for your presence here, never doubt it.
Thank you, sire.
What is wrong, Ezra? Have I treated you badly?
Your Majesty has been very generous.
Then why do you look so? Persia's not such a bad place. The rains have stopped, the birds sing, the millet and the barley choke the fields. The river Euphrates is golden in the sun. What is wrong, Ezra?
Your Majesty, a bird also sings on the ruins of the temple. Outside the gates of Jerusalem, there is also barley in the fields. And I could drink the waters of the Euphrates forever, sire, and still be thirsty for the Jordan.
But Ezra, you have everything here.
Have I? I could have nothing in Jerusalem and be happier.
Then you want to leave me, Ezra, is that it?
I want my own home, Your Majesty.
Persia is your home. My palace, my court, this is your place.
No, Your Majesty. You know it is not. Can you know, sire, what it is to go on a road that leads away from the holiness of Israel? Can you know the misery of it, sire?
But Ezra, my friend...
I want Jerusalem, sire. Every bone in me cries out for Jerusalem. My eyes weep. My flesh craves her. My organs are numb with the longing. I want to stand in Jerusalem and lift the pebble in my hand and say, this is God's pebble. This is your place. These are your fields, your skies, your rain, your air. This is where you are no longer alone, cut off. This is where you must serve. This is where you must build. This is where you must teach. Oh, sire, Jerusalem is where I belong.
I will not hold you, Ezra.
Sire.
No, I cannot hold you. Take whatever you want, whatever stores, gold if you wanted anything. Go back to Jerusalem, yes. But Ezra, we shall miss you.
In the seventh year of the reign of Artaxerxes, I, Ezra, priest and scribe, the son of the house of Aaron, accompanied by Levites and singers, and 1,000 and more of the seed of Abraham, departed in joy from Persia. And God led us by the right path through the desert, and brought us to the place of our longing.
Hier am Allah besoog, wat hoogtem, et si hat ea na inu kerolim.
Do you wonder what they sang? We were like them that dreamed. Our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Oh, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Oh, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. We stood in the place of our longing, and we sang praises unto him whose mercy endureth forever. And then my gladness turned to sorrow. My rejoicing gave place to lamentation. For Jerusalem was beset by men of Israel who were given in idolatry. Yea, the very priests were foremost in the transgression. From sunrise to sunset, his name was not glorified. And there was reverence among the people for false images. And there was marriage with the heathen. And the ways of the heathen were strong in the new sanctuary which had been builded. And I blushed and was ashamed. And I, who was a priest, denounced the priests for their iniquity.
Why
do you come here, Ezra?
I am fighting to stay in town.
Yes, fighting to stay in town.
Go back!
People of Israel! People of Israel! Please! Are you my people? The heathen suffered me to come here. Will you send me back?
And stop speaking scandal.
I speak no scandal. I speak the truth.
You speak against the priest.
They're talking against the priest.
They have done wrong. Should I hold my tongue? I am also of the house of Aaron. I am of a generation of priests. Perhaps that is what is wrong. Perhaps that is why there is a stench over Jerusalem. Because the priests are hereditary. Because men of merit can no longer be heard.
Be still, you demagogue!
Yes, be still!
I will not be still! Look at yourselves. Oh, ye worshippers of idols, ye blasphemers, ye transgressors of the Sabbath, ye eaters of swine's flesh, is this how you hearken to the law?
The priests are the law. They do what we do.
The priests are not the law. The Torah is greater than the priesthood.
He proclaims rebellion.
Do you hear that?
I do. Yes. If to denounce the uncleanliness of Jerusalem is a proclamation of rebellion, I proclaim rebellion. I proclaim that the rich may not grow fat on the poor. I proclaim an end of wrongdoing. An end of injustice. I bring you a new dispensation. No more will the priests proclaim unto you the law. The law itself will be given unto your keeping, that you may hearken to it, that you may live by it each day, each hour, each moment. That is what I must do, people of Israel. And that is why I was sent. To bring you the law.
Why, you're not a bad-looking fellow.
What do you want?
Oh, always suspicious, aren't you? They told me you had a tongue.
I ask what you want.
Oh, come now, my friend. Laugh. Stop scowling. It's a fine day.
So I say.
Ah, that's better, isn't it? Now, as one priest to another.
So, you're a priest.
I confused you, didn't I? Well, confidentially, the priestly garments are an encumbrance. Sometimes.
You know what I mean? Please continue.
You know, I like you, Ezra. I always like a man to come right to the point. That's what I told the high priest. You know what I mean?
If you'll excuse me, I have work to do.
Work? Fiddlesticks. It's time enough for work.
Please tell me why you've come.
Right. You are an impetuous fellow, aren't you? They're more like some of these rabble-rousing prophets than a priest. You know what I mean?
I'm beginning to.
Yeah, I knew you'd see the point. What are you trying to do, Ezra?
I'm translating the books of Moses into a language for all the people to read and understand.
That's what they told us. Put it away.
I think you misunderstand me. You put the law away.
Oh, did I?
You and the other priests. You stood between the people and the law. Now it's time for someone to break down that barrier.
Oh, come now, you're not making a speech now, Ezra. What's your price? You hit me.
May God forgive me for it.
He'd better, Ezra, because I won't.
Get out.
In good time, Ezra, in my own good time. Now listen here. No one, you hear that? Not you, not the prophets, not anyone. No one is going to trifle with us. We are the priests, do you understand? We'll keep what we have. Now, that's what you should be doing instead of betraying your class. Now, you're not such a bad-looking fellow. In your place, I'd try to stay that way. You know what I mean?
Psst, Ezra.
Do you want me?
Not so loud. They're watching.
Who?
The priests.
I have no fear of them.
I do. Not so loud, Ezra.
Very well. What do you want, woman?
The people are waiting, Ezra.
And you whisper that? Don't whisper it. Shout it.
Please. We're afraid. Maybe we shouldn't be afraid. All right, I'll tell you. The priests represent the rich men. They grow fat. They persecute us worse than the Persians. Go on, Ezra. Write the law for us in a language we can read. Go on, Ezra. Don't let them stop you.
In the name of Artaxerxes, King of Persia in person, open the door.
What do you want, officer?
Your name, Ezra?
It is.
It is reported that you are engaged in seditious enterprises against His Majesty.
Is that what they told you to say?
Never mind who told me what to say. Is the charge true?
Isn't that for the judge to decide?
Yes, you're quite right. Come with me.
And you say that your entire time is devoted to a writing of the Hebrew law?
I am only transcribing the law, Your Honor. It is the law handed down by Moses.
That does not concern us. How can you prove that your writings are not subversive?
I cannot, Your Honor. Hmm? They are subversive.
Ah, then you admit the charge.
Only insofar as the Holy Scripture is subversive of wrongdoing and evil. Artaxerxes is my benefactor. I would do nothing against him.
Can you prove that?
Only my word, sir. Or, perhaps this parchment.
Give it here. And Artaxerxes, King of Kings, unto Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, so forth, so forth.
It is a safe conduct, Your Honor.
Oh, I see. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king. Well, then. Officer.
Yes, sir.
Arrest the accusers of this man.
If you please, sir.
How so?
Leave them, sir. I have not used this paper until now. Pray God I shall never use it. What is between me and Israel shall remain between me and Israel. I ask you not to intervene, Your Honor.
But these men would kill you.
I despise them for it.
Then you have them killed. It's in your power.
No, Your Honor. Shall I do to them what I despise in them? Shall I become like them?
I don't understand you. I'm sure I don't. But it's your affair. Next case.
In the ninth month, and on the 20th day of the month, a great rain came on Jerusalem, and the people trembled before it. And all the men of Judah were gathered together and sat in the broad place before the house of God. And I, Ezra, stood in the rain, and I spoke to them. Stand in the rain, ye who have broken faith. Let the waters of heaven wash you clean of your guilt. Make a covenant with justice and with mercy, according to the counsel of the Lord. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance.
We are become a taunt to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are around us. Help us, God of our salvation. Let thy compassion speedily come to meet us, for we are brought very low. Stand in the rain, O Israel, and wash yourself clean. Stand in the rain and receive once again the law of Moses.
You can't keep me out of the temple. I'm an Israelite.
I'm a priest of the temple. You don't enter. Go back to Ezra.
How can we cling to Ezra? The temple is forbidden to us.
Don't lose heart. I'll go to Ezra now.
And he wouldn't admit your husband?
No, Ezra. Because he sides with you. You must do something, Ezra.
So you came, Ezra. I warned you you'd come to me. Now, my friend, we will negotiate. On my terms, you know what I mean?
Shall we stay away from the temple?
Whatever you say, Ezra.
I know what to do. Tell the people to assemble.
Tell us what to do, Ezra.
Go back to Persia, you troublemaker.
Let Ezra speak.
Demagogue, be silent, demagogue.
He's an agent of the priest. Drive him away.
No, no, I say. Let him stay. Let everyone stay. Today the people of Israel decide what to do. I came to Jerusalem and found great mischief. And I saw that the evil came from the hereditary priesthood. Now I have given you back the law of Moses. No priest will stand between you and the law from today.
But the priests do not admit us to the temple.
That's what you get for listening to demagogues.
Stay quiet! Be quiet!
No, no, let him speak. Well, speak. You see, he will speak only to interrupt, to confuse, to incite to riot. People of Israel, why do you lament? Can a priest shut God from you as you would shut a door? God is in you, or else you cannot know him. He needs no priestly intercession. If the temple is closed against you, open your hearts wider. And now there is something else you must do at once.
What, Ezra?
You will build a house of prayer. Not a house of sacrifice, but a house of prayer. You will build many such houses. And you will stand in them each morning and night, and on the Sabbath, and on the days of the festivals. And you will hold the law of Israel in your hand. And you will speak to your God with your own tongue from your own hearts. And you will call this place your synagogue, a place of leading together, a congregation, a place for the people.
Thank you, Ezra. Today the people come into their inheritance.
Let it be so. Let it ever be so. For the inheritance of man is righteousness. Righteousness shall come to the just man who is free to walk as he wills in the path of his God.
Ezra, the priest and the scribe of Israel, still lives. He lives not only for the seed of Abraham, but he lives also for all men in all lands. Therefore, sing again, O Israel. Sing again with the psalmist. Sing Shir Hamaalot. For when the Lord brought back those that returned to Zion, we were like unto them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, the Lord hath done great things with thee. The Lord hath done great things with us. We are rejoiced.
Oh, young little,
Now we take pleasure in presenting a brief talk by Rabbi Ralph Simon of Congregation Rod Faith Tzedek, Chicago, Illinois, who speaks to us from Chicago.
It is difficult for modern men to realize that those institutions which we take for granted today are in reality the products of some great revolution that once took place in man's thinking and conduct. The synagogue and its spiritual descendants, the church and the mosque, represent a radical departure from ancient man's conception of a place of worship. The synagogue had no direct ties with king or state. It was one of the earliest democratic fellowships of men who recognized no higher authority than God. It was essentially a free assembly created for the purpose of maintaining a place where God could be worshipped in accordance with the dictates of the individual conscience. Its spirit was the divine promise given to Moses. In every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come unto thee and bless thee. The house of prayer stands as the living symbol of the power of the free human spirit to reach out to God and to find him. It is for this reason that it was not always accorded the same treatment. Where men were oppressed and enslaved, their churches were likewise controlled or entirely suppressed. Where men enjoyed freedom, they also had the right to build for themselves churches of their own choosing. Our own country had its very beginnings in the search for a place where they could worship God without interference. What sought they thus afar? Bright jewels of the mine, the wealth of seas, the spoils of war? They sought a faith's pure shrine. From the days of Ezra to the year 1944 marks a span of over 2,300 years. Yet the liberty to build synagogues and churches is still a measure of the human rights which we enjoy. It is no mere accident that tyranny today resorts to the same repressive measures of the ancient despots. That is why Cardinal Faulhaber and Pastor Niemöller must languish in prison. That is why thousands of priests and ministers have died in concentration camps. That is why every synagogue in Nazi Germany was bombed and burned. When the great victory for which we all pray will be won, not the least of its blessings will be the restoration of that great institution, the product of the Jewish religious genius, a free house of God for all men.
Thank you, Rabbi Simon. Copies of today's script and Rabbi Simon's talk may be obtained without cost by writing to the Jewish Theological Seminary, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. The script was written by Morton Wishengrad and featured Sidney Sloan as Ezra. This is the National Broadcasting Company.